Next on K1, Community Connection brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartles Hill and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. We'll talk with Eric Ashlock coming up in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Typically on the first Friday of the month, we try to focus on county government in one sense or another, county office, county elected official, or appointed official. By the way, Washington County website is countycourthouse.org. Check it out, a lot of good information. And you'll find Eric Ashlock's picture there as well. And Eric, first of all, I never seem to get the verbiage correct. Your job title is a whole lot more than 911 coordinator. What do you?
Yes, sir. My official title is Community Development Officer for Washington County.
That sounds like getting new businesses in.
No, it's more toward the use of the lands and, you know, building out in floodplains and mapping.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more the direction.
Last time you and I talked on the air, we spent a lot of time talking about the GIS, the mapping system. We'll get to that in a little bit because it's still very useful and it's still a growing system. Recently in Oklahoma, that we passed a new 911 law, right?
Yes, sir. That was a lot of work, and I also wanted to thank our local representatives, Travis Dunlap, Senator Ford, and Representative Sears. They helped guide me through some of the processes so I could wade my way around the Capitol, meet with the right people. And after a lot of work by the whole 911 community from the state of Oklahoma, the bill has been passed. So that's going to bring a lot of good things to our state, I hope.
Well, I hope so, too. At least that's the expectation of those of you that worked on it. What does it do? What does it change? How does it make our system better? And somewhere along the line, I think it's going to cost us, at least those of us on cell phones, a little bit more.
Yes, sir. What it does is it actually establishes a state 911 coordinator, which will be housed under the Office of Emergency Management for the state of Oklahoma. There's a working committee that will come up with standards, best practices for the state, and what they're ultimately trying to do is come up with a comprehensive plan for the state of Oklahoma, so we're all operating off pretty much a similar system, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily equipment or anything, but when you call 911, you should have the same level of service, no matter if you're in a rural area or in a big city.
And I think that's one thing that we would expect, because 911 is everywhere. The whole idea of it is a standardized, easy to dial number back when we actually dialed numbers, and that the expertise should be pretty equivalent, you know, Maine to California, Florida to Washington, you know.
Yes, sir. That's one of the big pushes. Actually, the OMB on the federal level is taking letters right now. They've been looking at reclassifying dispatchers as public safety telecommunicators. Currently, they're classified as secretaries and also lumped in with taxicab dispatchers. They're considering running them under a protective occupation, which would put them in there with police, fire, EMS.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. They're actually taking letters till September 20th.
Well,
you might contact your congressman or woman.
And just locally, a couple of weeks ago, when Crime Stoppers was recognizing law enforcement, one of the awards we presented was Dispatcher of the Year, because, you know, in this county at least, Bartlesville Police Department does the 911 dispatching for the county.
Yes, they have a very difficult job. I truly didn't appreciate it. I actually worked the streets for years, but they made my life easy. Mm-hmm. As a street cop, I was able to actually go out and do my job safely with all the information they were able to gather. So I don't know how much people know what goes on behind the scenes and how difficult their jobs are.
I'm sure none of us appreciate it fully unless we've actually stood behind them for a couple of hours and watched.
Yeah, it's something that we all should be thankful that we have people that will step up and actually do that job.
Yeah, but we were talking about the new law and standardizing procedures across the state. Maybe not so much as everybody's working on the same procedures and guidelines and checklists, but at least making sure you're all asking more or less the same questions.
Yeah, the standards, training standards, that's one thing that they're working real hard on. There's a couple of organizations. There's APCO and NENA. The one side's more designed for the dispatch side. The other side is designed more for what I do, the addressing and mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. But they're trying to come up with solid standards and look at best practices and get those implemented here in the state of Oklahoma.
And I'm sure that will be a growing and evolving process. It's not like you're going to immediately pick up the new standards. But
right. Yeah. Well, actually, that's something I didn't mention. The actual law goes into effect January of this next year. Mm-hmm. So you'd mentioned the dollars and things like that. I'm in the process of getting information from the COG that the revenues are sent to right now, so I can send a report over to the city of Bartlesville.
COG meaning a Council of Governments.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Every profession has its own acronyms. I just try to translate.
Yes, sir.
when 911 evolved, the largest percentage, 90-some+% of phones were landline.
Yes,
most
sir.
Of them were rotary dial or touchtone phones, and the cost structure, the way that everything was set up, was designed to work around that landline phone.
Yes, sir. And that's true. Today, well, Utah and Oklahoma were, I guess, one and two in states that people have dumped their landlines and gone to wireless. We have not kept up with the fees and revenues coming in from the wireless side to match the loss that we're getting from the landline side. And we've got aging equipment in the 911 centers and plus new technology that needs to be deployed that I don't know how any of them are able to afford it at this point mm-hmm. with the loss of revenues. So that's one of the things that they're looking at. This law is actually looking at addressing.
Well, I mean, cell phones, if we look at the history of them, they were analog, first of all, as opposed to digital. The plans came with, you had a choice of 30 minutes, 60 minutes, or 2 hours per month for your use. And it's kind of like, well, most people will get that done in about 2 days now, you know.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely, especially if you use data.
Yeah.
The actual change in the fee on there went from 50 cents a line, and that covers your wireless phones, prepaid wireless, and also your voice over IP, voice over internet protocol, desk phones, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a technology that's been replacing the traditional landlines. Now, 50 to 75 cents, and the carriers are actually going to remit the monies to the Oklahoma Tax Commission, so it's 1 point for them, so it'll actually save them some time and money, and it'll be an easier audit mm-hmm. to track the funds and disbursement. It won't be, to all the different councils of government and then out to the field. It'll go to 1 point and then back out to the local 911 centers mm-hmm. that way. And they'll also have a small fee or a small portion of that fee set aside for grants to help out some of these smaller communities, or even someone like us. If we had a lightning strike that took out a recorder in the 911 center, we could apply for a grant, and hopefully we'd be able to help offset some of those costs.
Sure, which is, as you mentioned, 911 calls, and of course most dispatch calls are taped in most centers, that 911 call becomes a part of the case record if it's a police action. So,
oh yeah,
yeah,
absolutely, and with the new technologies I was talking about, there's also a plan to go to next generation 911, so they can have the text and you know, it seems like everyone's kids using Instagram today, mm-hmm. being, you know, and people be able to send actual video streams or still photos to the 911 center,
sure.
and that could become part of that case jacket or situation report for fire or the emergency management organization.
Actually, yeah, that will help a lot. And we're going to take a short break and continue with Eric Ashlock on K1 in just a moment.
Do you know what it feels like to grow up in a broken home? The kind of broken home I'm talking about is one wrecked by divorce. First Baptist Church is excited to announce that divorce care will begin on September 7th from 6 to 7:30. Also, First Baptist Church is offering Grief Share, your journey from mourning to joy. This class starts September 14th. For more about these classes, go to mybfbc.org. Come worship at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee. For more information, phone 918-336-6172.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time with Eric Ashlock, and while 911 eventually will have our GPS and everything else, and you mentioned you can send a text to 911 eventually and photos and everything else, that all interfaces with where something is going on in the county. And another part of your function, as I understand it, and we talked about this last time, what is commonly known as the GIS, Geographic Information System. It's a digital mapping system that shows all kinds of features, I think, that most people don't even realize are out there.
Yes, that is one component of my job. And I'm actually looking at some new technologies, sat down with Kevin Eichelberry with 911 and looked at the ability to send the actual locations of resources out in the field and send call text to those resources, and it would give the responders a better overview of the situation and actually give them more accountability. Mm-hmm. Now, that's something we don't know if that's going to go anywhere, but we're constantly looking at new technologies. And my office actually just purchased some ArcGIS software, which is what City of Bartlesville uses. And I lean heavily on their GIS guy over there, Chad Armstrong. Mm-hmm. He's been a real good mentor for me. And I send most of my data to him to clean up that would go into the 911 center. So we've actually been working on address points, getting those with the new technology, we have the ability to make them more accurate mm-hmm. than they've ever been.
That's great.
So that's really good. And with, for instance, like the new next-gen 911, the actual physical location, we, like this building here, if you and I were on a cell phone and we were on different floors, eventually you would be able to tell
sure.
which floor and which end of this building and who was actually calling 911.
Right. Yeah.
So I've witnessed that where I came from, but what we need to do now is collect the data and get our data real accurate when we can finally get there, whether it's tomorrow or a decade from now. But that's, you know, the more accurate we are with our data,
and sure.
that's kind of what we're working on right now.
I just have a couple of minutes to touch on floodplain management. Floodplains are something I think particularly residents of Bartlesville know pretty well, but sometimes in the rural areas we don't always think about it.
Yeah, that's about a third of my time is spent working on the floodplain. I'm an actual floodplain administrator for the unincorporated part of Washington County. You've got floodplain managers in all your cities and townships, Oshelita, Ramona.
Mm-hmm.
And typically what happens is, well, I'll give you a little background. In 1968, the National Flood Insurance Act was passed.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually three program areas on that, the yeah. mapping.
People in Louisiana are finding out more about flood insurance right now.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, yes. There's also the floodplain management where they push that out at the local level. There's federal, state, and local.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the local guy, of course. And we've adopted regulations, and I'm in charge of enforcing those. And then, of course, there's the insurance for the property owners and the participating communities. And we are a participant in the National Flood Insurance Program. So we operate right now off the local, or the latest regs, which were adopted in July of 2008.
Okay.
So, and that's, we're reviewing those right now. And September 6th, the Oklahoma Water Resource Board is doing what they call a community action visit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to audit our floodplain permitting process and make sure we're in compliance, make recommendations, and could possibly take any enforcement action if we are not in compliance, which, you know, I think we'll be all right.
Okay. Well, I'd love to spend more time, but the clock has really ticked by, Eric. We're going to have you back and get more information on how people can benefit from everything you did.
Okay.
Again, Community Development Officer for the Washington County, Eric Ashlock. Eric, I know you're on the county's website, but if people have questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can contact me at my office. I'm in 420 at the courthouse,
okay.
420 South Johnstone, room 130, or at the Emergency Operations Center. So I spend time between there and out in the field. So if they would, email's really good.
Okay.
That way I can follow up with something in writing.
Thank you very much. Eric Ashlock with us this morning on K1. Let's join news from the Oklahoma News Network on K1.
The office says a $140 million state budget surplus is going back to state agencies. Magellan now says it has made significant progress recovering the gasoline with too much.